This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's report coming up right after this. For more than 25 years now, Greg Solier has been an agriculture meteorologist. That's his specialty. That's all he does. This isn't a hobby for Greg. And every weekend, he brings his skills to our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Greg not only looks at the week ahead, but every week now, in his segment sponsored by Syngenta, he looks 4 weeks in advance. By the way, his forecast indicates this cold weather will continue well into February. Catch Greg's forecast every weekend along with a market analyst that we talk to. Oh, and there's always that segment, Max's Tractor Shed, featuring somebody's favorite old antique tractor. You can catch us on some 120 local television stations and the RFD TV satellite and cable channel. 4 times a weekend on RFD. Check your local listings. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Max has found some warmer weather for the next couple of days. He'll be in the low 60s in New Orleans. Actually, he'll be indoors most of the time at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association convention. Cattlemen and cattlewomen from all across the country are getting together to talk about the state of their industry and what's next. What's next is a new president. Jennifer Houston from Sweetwater, Tennessee, is the incoming president of the NCBA. Left out in the cold, the state of Wisconsin and communities in the southeastern part of the state, because Foxconn, the Taiwan electronics giant, had announced that it was going to build a huge LCD display manufacturing plant there and bring 13,000 blue-collar factory jobs back to the Midwest. Wisconsin threw billions of dollars in tax incentives at Foxconn. President Trump even showed up to proudly point to the plant as a sign of the resurgence of American manufacturing. And now, Foxconn says it will not happen, that it can't compete in the world market, even with the billions in tax breaks. Instead, it says it will build a research and development center staffed by much smaller numbers of scientists and engineers. No blue-collar workers, and skeptics are doubting even that's going to happen. They call the whole thing a case of bait and switch. If you are of a certain age, you'll remember lining up for a sugar cube that contained the polio vaccine. Millions of us got it. It worked, for the most part. Polio became very rare. But now there's a polio-like illness that has been increasingly showing up across the country. 527 cases since it first appeared in 2014. It's AFM, acute flaccid myelitis. It can cause paralysis in the arms and legs and affects mostly children. A fourth case has been confirmed in Nebraska, a child in the northeastern part of the state. The state's first case was reported in November. It is that time of year again, time for Prairie Farmer's annual Favorite Farm Dog Contest. This is your chance to send your favorite stories and best photo to Prairie Farmer Magazine by March 25th. The winning dog's owner will receive a complete photo shoot of their dog on the farm or on the job and without family members. And the first place farm dog gets $100. Again, entries go to Prairie Farmer Magazine, and the deadline is March 25th. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.